Good morning, Big Town Men. Yeah, in relation to this, I bought some Holman all brass high flow nozzles, which basically means they flow pretty much all the water that the hose can deliver, and for firefighting in small areas, that's a good idea. You know, a garden hose at full mains pressure, already hooked up, already ready to go, is a good thing. And so what happened is, you know, hoses get knocked around a little bit. You occasionally drop them on the concrete, or they slide off, or fuck whatever, you know what I mean. But a solid brass hose or solid brass nozzle with its silicon O-rings and all this sort of shit in it should basically be immune to sort of reasonable use, you know, which is people drop the hose and they fall out of the buckets and fucking all that sort of shit. So, but what happened is this particular nozzle, it's been dropped a couple of times, and that's not unusual, you know. But what happened is it started weeping, like a very, 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 very slow drip. And, you know, it shouldn't fucking happen. It's supposed to be an all-brass nozzle, you know. And so I tried contacting, you know, Holman Industries, and I'm just fucking tired. Oh, take it back to Bunnings. Take it back to Bunnings. You know. Well, I was actually after, you know, without prior to disassembly, I thought I'd ring them up and ask them, well, what can you do to fix it, you know? And all they did was go, oh, take it back to Bunnings, get your receipt and take it back to Bunnings, take it back, you know, fucking, yeah, take it back to the hardware store, you know? And that's not what I was looking for. I was asking for technical support, you know? Just a general sort of inquiry before starting work on it. And after getting just fucked around, take it back to the hardware store, take it back to the hardware store, well, that's not what I was fucking looking for, you know. And the thing is that with all these fucking women, you know, doing the technical support, I don't think any of them would know how one end of a fucking screwdriver from another. But anyway, after they blew it, what happened then was I actually took a screwdriver to this thing and disassembled it, and I found out that the brass nozzle is not in fact a brass nozzle. It has brass components composing the nozzle, but, you know, it's kind of like a tree, you know. It's like you got the roots in the ground and the leaves up top, and the trunk, you know, the big round the big round thing, you know. Well, the trunk that goes down the middle of the fucking nozzle is actually, it's a type of plastic that is sort of reasonably resistant to chlorine embrittlement, you know. And so that means is it's a fairly hard sort of plastic, but it means if you drop the nozzle, the shock of just dropping the nozzle like on the concrete can crack and can shatter and crack the fucking plastic, you know. And also chlorine over time can actually attack the plastic and cause it to fail. So this nozzle has failed. It's advertised as being brass, and it's failed. So this is the little bit of a saga why Holman Industries in Perth, Western Australia, they're false advertising, and their products are fucking shit, you know. So this is their customer. This is what they're lying about, what their product's made of. They're refusing to provide any real technical support. And they're giving me, oh, take it back to the hardware store, take it back to the hardware store. Doesn't circumvent the fucking issue of not being able to fix it. And because it's not actually, replace a rubber O-ring or shim or disc or whatever. Because you can't do that, you know. You can't actually do it, because once the plastic inside is cracked or goes, the nozzle's fucked, you know what I mean? So, fuck Holman, and fuck your employees, you know, and fuck your bloody shit, bullshit advertising that promotes it's a brass nozzle when it's fact, it's you know, a few brass bits stuck around a plastic fucking core, and the plastic core can shatter and crack and break, you know. So fuck 'em. Oh, hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Oh, good. I've got one of the Holman high-flow nozzles. It's a 12 millimeter high-flow nozzle. And what has happened is... Hey?
In plastic or brass?
They only come in brass. And what has happened is I've had that hooked up as a fire hose, right?
Okay.
I know it's a unique idea for most women, but fire hoses are dependent upon what's around it's flammable and how much there is of it, okay? And what's happened is this nozzle, although it's tightly closed, it started to weep like water's bypassing the rubber sort of sealing ring, and it's dripping.
So is it under pressure constantly, is it?
Yes.
And what sort of pressure has it got behind it? Is this on a tank or...
This is on a standard domestic supply, which is standard domestic sort of pressures.
Okay. And it's just leaking through, is that?
I've said that once.
Okay, so if it's leaking, sir, you will need to have it replaced. But I would recommend...
That's not a very good answer. These things have a... Shut up, woman. These things have a... Who's can I speak to the actual manager of the customer service department?
Unfortunately, all the customer service team are on other calls at the moment.
I didn't say the customer service team. I said who manages that department.
Well, I'm not too sure. I think they take care of all the inquiries.
That's not what I asked, and don't try to divert and sort of, you know, sidetrack me. You're not retarded, so stop,
not
you know, doing
I'm
that shit.
New to the business, and I'm not too sure who...
Well, you know the difference between your asshole and your mouth, don't you? So which end does the cake go in, you know?
Right. Well, there's no need to be rude.
Well, stop playing the retard and stop playing games.
Yes, certainly, but I'm not too sure who...
Could I speak to the manager of the customer service department? Thanks.
I will find out who that will be. Won't be a moment. Bernadine speaking.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Oh, excellent.
How can I help you?
Well, first off, I think you need to stop employing so many women to give technical advice.
Okay, so, sir, we are going to be done with this conversation. If you have something that is not working, you please take it back to Bunnings with your receipt and you have it swapped over, but none of us are willing to put up with your attitude or your abuse, so please do not call us again.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you very much.